FM with the latest news.
Have you got the latest updates? We've got Pinky Ahuja. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Manishma. Good evening to you. Prime Minister Pravin Jugnauth launched a 5-day exchange program today at Le Chalon between the U.S. Army, Southern European Task Force, Africa, SETAF-AF, and Mauritius. The objective of this program is to strengthen the capacities and expertise of forensic representatives and police officers during crime scenes, investigations for the preparation of prosecutions in court, particularly in the maritime field. There is a lot of speculation about Hajj prices here in Mauritius, but nothing has been decided so far. In a few days, everything will be fixed. The Minister of Hajj will announce the price. This is what the Ambassador Plenipotentiary of to the United Arab Emirates said today in a statement to Waza FM. According to him, the pilgrims will be fixed in relation to the price of the Hajj for a period of 5 days, Mina Hajj, food, tent, etc. Ambassador Sudan argued that so far, no one is paying the price for accommodation, transport, etc. In this context, Shaukat Ali Sudan had a meeting yesterday with the Minister of Hajj in Saudi Arabia with Saudi officials as well. He also added that there are 1 million Hajjis and there are big chances and changes in the organization in Saudi Arabia. Amendments will be made to the law on the importation of used motor vehicles for the purposes of customization and restoration. Once the amendments come into force, companies will be exempt from the requirement to obtain an import permit for the import of such vehicles under the Inward Processing Scheme. This is the Inward Processing Scheme Regulations 2017 Consumers, that's Import Control of the Ministry of Commerce and Consumer Protection, which will be amended. However, it was also noted that those who market vehicles in high-end customization will be able to make them unique vehicles. This can turn any company into an outstanding one-stop shop in the region where it can transform any vehicle for the African, Middle East and European markets. Recall that the Protection Regulation 2017 Consumer is on the import permit, which is required for importing a used motor vehicle. An application for an import permit must be made to the Ministry of Trade and Consumer Protection before the shipment of the vehicle. A police officer assigned to the DSU was the victim of a hit and run at Sir Sirsagar Ramgulam Street, Port Louis, on Saturday, the 14th of May, around 7 p.m. The accident happened when he was crossing the road with his one-year-old son in his arms to get back to his car. Father and son were thrown onto the ground. The driver of the white Honda Fit slowed down before continuing on his way. The policeman and his son were taken to G2 Hospital. The child injured a head was transferred and admitted to a private clinic. The case was reported to the Fonfaron Police station yesterday afternoon. Mauritius will play the qualifying group stage of the next African Cup of Nations. This is what comes from a press release issued by the Mauritius Football Federation, which announces that the African Football Confederation has validated his appeal filed against Sao Tome and Principe. Thus, Mauritius replaces Sao Tome and Principe in Group A. As a reminder, against Club M in the preliminary round, the Sao Tomeans would have fielded a player who would not have respected the anti-COVID. From now on, according to the press release from the Mauritius Football Association, Sao Tome will have to pay a fine of $10,000. A punter says he was shocked that a gambling house has denied him payment for a winning ticket of $3.1 million, which he claims he won in a football betting. He swore an affidavit and threatened to take this gambling house to court. Additionally, a copy of the affidavit, which he swore was sent to Automatic Systems Limited, the Gambling Regulatory Authority, and the Commissioner of Police. A daring theft of a house in Bamboo occurred during the month of March to April this year. Objects of worth nearly ₹3.5 million, including furniture, household appliances, dishes, electric cables, shower cabin, toilet bowls, and also other accessories were taken from the residence of a pensioner of 67-year-old. The latter was abroad and when his residence was visited by burglars. It was one of the victim's relatives who reported the case to the Bamboo police station after learning that the said house have been robbed. An investigation was initiated and the case was referred to the CID. A man surprised and attacked by four hooded and armed individuals in his snack at La Peur. This is the feeling that reigns in Grand-Gob after the owner of snack bar was the victim of a violent robbery. Yesterday, he was surprised by four men armed with swords and clubs that day around 2:45 in the afternoon. They left empty-handed in a grey car when they got nothing from the men. Since this incident, the news has spread like fire, causing a feel insecurity in the neighbourhood. The four men, whose description has been communicated to the police, are actively wanted. As for the owner of the snack bar, injured in the arm and head, was sent to the SSR and National Hospital for treatment. International news, I'll take you to New Delhi, where wheat's trading price jumped by the maximum allowed after India's move to restrict exports, exposing just how tight global supplies are amid the war in Ukraine and threatening to drive up food prices even more. New Delhi announced on Saturday, 14th of May, that it will suspend overseas sales with some exceptions to manage its food security. This due criticism from the agricultural ministers of the group of seven nations, who said that such measures make the world's crisis worse.
Wazza FM. Weather.
Clouds in the southeasterly flux are influencing the local weather times. Rather cloudy to the east, to the south and over the central plateau at night with showers. Partly cloudy elsewhere. The minimum temperature is going to vary between 7 and 19 degrees Celsius over the central plateau and between 21 and 23 degrees Celsius over the coastal regions. Mainly fair tomorrow morning with occasional showers over the high grounds. The sky is going to become gradually cloudy to the east, to the south and over the central plateau in the afternoon with few showers. Partly cloudy elsewhere. Fair weather afterwards, wind southeasterly at about 20 kilometers per hour, strengthening with peaks of 50 kilometers per hour in exposed areas tomorrow. Sea moderate beyond the reefs with waves of the order of 2 meters. The sea state will become gradually rough beyond the reefs at night with southwesterly swells. Ventures in open seas are not advised as from tonight. That's all from my side. Skip the traffic continues with Manishma. Thank you for your attention. I'm going to see you tomorrow. Take care. Good night.